play anything, but I can't play a good radio. But I know when something's played right, and I like it. Amen. I know you strum a guitar, but I like it when they go to picking it. That just does something for me. I'm going to ask Daniel to come on. Appreciate this young man. He's blessing to my life. And we always try to help young preachers. I appreciate Brother Rod Mattoon over here. He comes to this meeting every year, gives young preachers books, does for young preachers things that nobody knows about. Just got a heart as big as a barn. And he doesn't do it to be seen. He does it because he has a love for preachers. But I appreciate this young man. Daniel, you preach to us 5 minutes. They'll run the light for you. They'll leave it on green for a couple, 3 minutes. About 4 minutes, they'll put it on yellow. Yeah, you're on, okay? You preach to us. Now, don't read the whole Bible.
I'd like to do all my, you know, to take up all the time and reading, you know, of course. So, can't do that right now. Being put on the spot like this, I hadn't heard anything about this till a minute ago, as much as y'all. So, I'm a little nervous right now. I've only been doing this since July last year. Hadn't even been doing it since then. I got called to preach last July. I've only preached probably a handful of times. So, y'all pray for me. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says pray without ceasing. So, I need y'all to do that for me this morning. I mean, I know it's just gonna be 5 minutes, but y'all gotta help me out here. It'll be in Acts 9. Want to just speak a few minutes? I know I just got a few on trust. I had to trust him. I had to put all my trust in him last year. Last year's camp meeting was the devil to me. I came here every service, but it was the devil to me because I was under such conviction of he was trying to call me to preach. I wouldn't give in. I would not give in. I had to trust him. July, the next month, I had to trust him down in youth camp in Hall River, NC. I had to trust him down there. Tom Gillum was preaching. I had to just trust him. And I said, I knelt down. I know it was a Chevy truck. I'm a Ford man. It was a Chevy truck. I knelt down beside a Chevy truck outside in the grass at about 1 a.m. on Friday. And I knelt there and I asked him, and I said, you're going to have to do everything for me. I can't do anything for you. I can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. We can't do nothing without him. So I'm going to talk a few minutes on trust. He's a good God. I can trust him. You can trust him this morning. And Acts 9, it's talking about Saul. He was going down the road, of course. We all have heard this story probably more times than we can count. The Lord said, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecute. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto me, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And so he's off the road. He's going to the city. Later, I ain't got time to read it. Later, Ananias. God calls Ananias. He says, go to Paul, or Saul. Saul at the time. He said, go to Saul. He said, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight. That was actually the name of the street. It kind of blew my mind at first. That was the name of the street, Straight. And inquire the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen a vision, a man named Ananias coming and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Saul was trusting that Ananias was going to come. He didn't know that it was going to be Ananias that was going to come. But Saul was trusting that somebody was going to come because God told him to go to the city and wait. You got to put your whole trust in him. You have to. There's no other way. You have to. And he's putting all his trust out here. And Ananias, of course, you know, being the great God Baptist preacher, he's just saying, no, I can't trust you that much. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. No, Saul, I'm on top of Saul's wish list of being killed. I'm on top of it. No, God, no. I trust you. I trust you. Not that much, though. I don't trust you that much. We got to give all our trust to him this morning. We got to do it. If you don't put all your trust in him, you can't go anywhere in life. You can't do anything at all. If I wouldn't have trusted him last summer, I wouldn't have went anywhere. I wouldn't be here this morning. I sure wouldn't be here this morning. I wouldn't have done anything. I wouldn't have preached several times at our church. I wouldn't have preached several times at any other church. But I've put my whole trust in God so far. So far, he's been better and good to me. So far, he's been great. He's been wonderful. He's been perfect. He's more than I could ever ask for. He's more you could ever ask for. If you don't know him, if you're lost here this morning, trust him. You got to trust that there was a cross, that he died on that cross, and he gave his life just for you. You got to put that whole trust in him. It's going to be hard at first. It's going to be real hard at first, but you got to put that all that trust in him. You got to put complete trust. Few things off of trust, the word. I'm going to take a few letters off of it and make another word. Rust. You can't have rust in a relationship. If you take a piece of metal and you get a little light piece of rust, and here's God and here's you, and it starts getting a little rust on it, it's all right first. It's going to hold up. It keeps on getting a little more rust. It's not going to be all right. You're going to see this little hole starting in it. You're going to see a little bigger hole starting. You're going to see two holes in it. Next thing you know, it's going to be starting to almost break through. It's got two sections holding it together. It's going to break completely through. You can't let rust get in your relationship with God. You can't let anything get in between, whether it's sin or what have you. You can't do that. You can't let any kind of rust, because that's going to ruin your trust relationship completely. It's going to ruin it. So you can't do that. But you got to be true, too. You got to be true. You got to be completely true and honest. If you're not true to yourself, the biggest thing, if you're not true to yourself and what you're doing is right or wrong, then you can't get anywhere with that trust relationship with God. You can't do anything with that. You got to have such trust that as a Christian, if you're a Christian here this morning, the trust, the relationship of trust, how far in depth it needs to be that you can call him Abba Father, that you have that agape love. There's four or five different kinds of love. There's love between brother and sister. There's love between friends. There's love between family. There's love between man and wife. And there's love between God and you. Agape love. The top kind of love, the best kind of love, where you say, Abba, Abba Father, help, help. If you got a problem, you say, help. He's going to reach right down there and help you. He's going to reach right down there and pick you right up and say, here you go. Here's my nail-scarred hand. Take it. Here. You got to have that kind of trust. You can't get anywhere without that kind of trust. You got to have that trust where you can say, Abba, Abba Father, help me, help me, help me. As Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. You got to be able to do that where he said, Abba, Abba Father. You got to have that kind of trust. If you don't have that kind of trust, you ain't getting anywhere this morning. You're not getting anywhere. It don't matter if you're saved or lost. If you don't have trust, you're not getting anywhere this morning. Never lose the trust, because when you lose the trust, you lose the us. That's what I have this morning. I got the red light.